everyone knew it was pretty much a done deal, as House leaders were active in the redistricting plan approved by the Senate last week. But still, those changes made to the plan by the Senate had to be approved by the House. They were by a margin of 81 to 7.
81 affirmative votes, 7 negative votes, having received the required constitutional majority. The amendments of the Senate are therefore agreed to. I'm not going to mention that I'm not supposed to allow that because it was so damn refreshing. Thank you.
House Speaker Bill Batchelder knows this bill didn't pass easily. As the state's second longest serving lawmaker ever, he's been in the Ohio legislature for a couple of decades and has seen bills to change the process for drawing legislative districts wither and die. But this bill had approval from minority Democrats like Kathleen Clyde, a representative who has advocated for changes in the process for years now. She said she supported it.
Not because it is the perfect plan, but because it moves the ball forward toward fairer districts in our great state. It allows for minority input, which our current system does not. The geographic criteria laid out in the plan will result in less partisan gerrymandering by either side.
One Republican who voted against it, Representative John Becker, said he thinks the plan needs more definition.
You know, as we all know, there are some federal judges in this town, I can name names, but I don't have to, you know who I'm talking about, who makes it their mission in life to pick apart our election laws and change our laws to what is in their preference, what they like, what they think is best. My concern with all this is that we're giving them some fodder to do that once again.
Now that the Ohio House has agreed with the Senate on the new redistricting plan, it will be up to Ohio voters to give their okay. The proposal will be ready to put on the ballot next fall for voter approval. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.